Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss who was a little bit pitchy at the Grammys, justice for the Chinese spy pigeon, Charlie XCX's marketing ideas, and the Drops of Jupiter Mandela effect. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello there, little bird. Why you look so sleepy this morning?
No, it's not.
Daylight savings.
The savings
never end.
Why you look so tired,
Mr. Krabs.
Why you look so tired?
Well, I did just wake up, and I just walked Willie, and Willie is so low to the ground, and it is raining so hard. He was like a mop by the end of it, and so like imagine having to wring out a mop.
I could wring out a dog.
You
want
it out because you'll kill the child. I would like to be able to wring out a dog, but no, you have to be delicate. You have to be all, give me your little paw.
You should have.
Let me get this little paw.
You should have. It's like, are you familiar with
those
air-blowing hand dryers in a bathroom? Get one of those on the floor of your entryway.
Well, yes.
And then you just hold...
Oh my God!
No,
with some walls and a door, so you can just put the dog in there and
push the dog down with your foot. I imagine, and kind of pin it there. Is that? I don't own any animals, but is that frowned upon? Would that be considered?
Well, okay, let's explore that. If I have 2 feet and 2 hands, what does that give the dog? 4 feet or 4 hands? And so with that in mind, me communicating with my foot to the dog is the same as the dog communicating with its foot to me. So I think in conclusion, I'm pro foot.
I think your dogs put their feet on you all the time. I don't understand the problem.
I'm justifying your insane statement.
Oh, thank you. Justify my love.
Yeah, so I had to wring out the mop, so if I look a little tired, my bad, mama.
Well, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bullet points on my, and not a single one says Grammys.
Oh.
Would you want me to lead the charge? Or should we talk about the Grammys?
I watched them. I turned them on as soon as I realized scrolling Twitter was useless if I wasn't just watching too. So I put that on and
she consumed.
And then they instantly played the same, like, you know, they started the Grammys over again right afterwards. So I was able to watch up until when I originally joined.
I wondered why I got a text from you after midnight complaining about Joni Mitchell's performance, but now it all makes sense.
Let me put on the record. Let me put on the record. Let me put on the record. I'm a Joni Mitchell stan. Okay. I could drink a case of you.
I have one question.
What?
You wanted to talk to me about Joni Mitchell's pitch, but you don't want to say nothing about Stevie Wonder.
So I was watching. Shut the hell up! I was watching it with Hudson, and I said to Hudson, "I said, you know what would be the funniest tweet? Joni Mitchell, little pitchy,
a little pitchy."
But I said I could never tweet it because I don't believe it, and I can't. So I sent it to Corey, and he goes, "Cool." And I said, "Yeah." And then I didn't know you were gonna air my non-serious, hilarious potential tweet that never was a twas.
Well, here it is. Are y'all laughing? Clap if you laughed.
Oh, so you're saying Stevie Wonder was?
Yes, I'm saying Stevie Wonder hit some notes that I wonder if he meant to hit.
All right. And that's what you missed on the Grammys.
All I wanted to say, I had a friend texted me and asked for my Grammy thoughts, and I had three bullet points.
Okay.
I said, Miley Cyrus's dress that she wore for her performance of Flowers, incredible.
Okay, I need to talk about Miley Cyrus for a second.
If I were a drag queen, I would want to wear that. If I were a woman, anyone could wear it.
There you go.
I thought it was great. I thought it was great. I thought yes to that dress. I said yes to that dress, honey.
Yeah, you know what? Miley getting her first Grammy. Congratulations. I thought a little overdue, but you know what? She's the, I believe, for me, one of the artists of a generation. I witnessed her on stage. I think that is a legend in the making. Other artists get legend thrown on them. I would say Miley has put in the time, work, and has earned it with her performance skills, her stage presence. She is on stage and I am hooked. You cannot tell me that that is not a star.
Listen, I was shocked. I mean, once she went up there and got her first one, I immediately was like, is that her first? And then I realized it was. I wasn't mad at the category she won. I thought deserved. I thought, say what you will about Flowers being overplayed, it was one of the biggest commercial success songs of last year. So I thought the categories it won, I thought, yeah, sounds right, feels correct. Regardless if I'm over listening to that song and think that there's better songs on the album.
I love that she seems to be paying homage a little bit to Miss Tina Turner.
To something about Mary?
No, to Tina Turner. It was given big wheels keep on turning.
That was, speaking of which, that was bullet point number two of my highlights of the night. I thought Fantasia's performance to her Tina tribute was incredible.
And you know what? To see her come from auditioning for American Idol with that song 70 years ago.
I kept saying, can these camera people cut to Kelly Clarkson's reaction already? And then they finally did it at the end. So I got my wish.
Was Kelly there?
She was. How dare her? She was there.
I didn't catch her.
She was wearing a white dress. I believe she had, I don't know if she had all of her children with her, but I definitely saw her son with her.
Okay, cool. Love that. Gaga was not present.
Chemistry was nominated. Did you stream it?
I still haven't heard it, to be honest. Should I?
Well, I'll send you the good ones. Okay.
Yeah, so I liked Fantasia. I thought she delivered. I thought she gave. I thought a wonderful tribute. Gowns, beautiful gowns. I thought, loved it. Have you seen Color Purple?
No.
I still need to see it. That's all.
I haven't seen it.
Oprah was there.
Oprah and Meryl.
Meryl was there. Meryl, stepmother, or no, mother-in-law to somebody.
What?
Mark Ronson's mother-in-law.
Meryl Streep as Mark Ronson's mother-in-law.
Oh, so you weren't there during the opening monologue where that guy's all,
honey,
Meryl's gonna be sitting right here.
One thing I don't do is listen to their opening shtick.
Oh, well, you missed the grand entrance of Redacted.
I saw that. I saw Meryl show up late. I saw Taylor walk in late.
Oh, so
I don't know if they were late or if they were just making it.
You saw what I just brought up, and you go, I didn't see that. So here you are.
Can you see but not listen? Because that's what I was doing. I was looking but not listening. Because I was chatting with the girls.
Okay, so Meryl.
I didn't need to hear all of Trevor's shtick.
Meryl.
He loves to open the show in a white jacket.
Meryl.
Okay, what else do you have to say?
You know, I felt very spiritually connected to Meryl yesterday, because yesterday I became Florence Foster Jenkins.
Oh, God. You looked like plasma, if I'm being honest.
Thank you.
Did I comment that?
Yeah, you definitely submitted that thought somewhere, maybe in my text.
I thought she's giving plasma, but not donating plasma. Remember when you used to?
Yeah, well.
Who do you think has your plasma now?
Somebody dead.
And do they know? I've got Tyler Oakley's plasma.
They're probably feeling something, a little shiver down the spine.
Any other Grammys hot takes you got, baby?
I thought Jay-Z was funny.
Here's what I have to say.
It do take nerve.
Here's what I have to say.
What do you have to say?
Okay, I had a couple notes on that. Ooh. I thought Beyonce looked a little embarrassed, honestly.
I would be embarrassed. She's always like,
don't say that. Don't say that.
Well, you can't. Well, she can't be down there being like, say that. She has to. The correct human response.
Do you think it's rehearsed,
like,
in the car on the way over?
Don't make me sing. Don't make me sing. I think she has autonomy, and so does he. And I think she thought, you know what? It's his award. He can talk about whatever he wants.
I think it do take some nerve to get up there and say, that there's people nominated who don't deserve to be, while also mentioning in the same breath that your daughter has a Grammy. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
I'll bully the child.
It was not in my Talk cards about for 2024 first celebrity beef being Corey and Blue Ivy.
Don't like to get up there and to try to take something away from other people and say they don't deserve to be nominated. What did your daughter do to get her Grammy? I'm sorry. Nepotism.
That is a bold take. It's not, I wouldn't call it an incorrect take. It's one of those that I wouldn't tweet. Something like Joni Mitchell, little bitchy.
I'll save it, but I'll text it to you. I'll text. But I'm just like, honey, read the room. Talk about people discrediting others. Yeah. I agree. Beyonce deserves Album of the Year someday. I hope she gets it. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Is that it? Did you want to talk about anything else?
Who won Best New Artist?
Victoria Monet.
Oh, work.
By Icon.
Oh, by Icon. Oh, by Icon.
Yeah, bisexual queen. LGBTQ plus representation.
What did you think of Album of the Year? Did you find it to be your Album of the Year?
Listen, of all those Albums of the Year nominated, it was the only one I listened to. Mm. It's not my favorite album by that person.
Yeah, I saw a lot of her fans being like, this isn't even in like the top eight albums she's put out.
Well, here's the thing, and this is what I was thinking about. I mean, I feel like it's no big secret at this point to acknowledge that when she has an album coming that I honestly feel like other artists purposely delay to try to be off of an album cycle to not have to compete against her, which would she win? She'd still be winning, even if like everyone threw their hat in the ring, probably in a lot of these circumstances. But it's like, I feel like people intentionally go off album cycle when she's promoting because they don't want to compete against her. Same with like Beyonce, same with Adele. And so don't know. Yeah, I mean, to see to last year, feel like I had so many albums that I enjoyed, and then this year be like, this is the only one I've listened to.
I just okay. I'm feeling the tides turn a little bit. I'm reading the room of what's happening on the internet. The her fan base is more dedicated than ever, and her non fan base is over it.
A world divided.
It is, we are truly living in a world divided, and I'm not trying to add to it, but like the fact that we're not done with the re-recordings yet, and she's gonna take a pause on that and put out something else. It's a little like, oh my god, stop cutting off my skin 1 inch at a time. Just shoot me. Just shoot me. Is how it feels. It's the slowest death by a thousand cuts. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like anyone who didn't anticipate this coming isn't paying attention. I mean,
well, you're just there's only off. So many keywords I can mute. I'm trying not to pay attention. And last night I had to add another phrase added to the list.
Don't worry, it'll be nominated for the Babbles this year. Don't you fret. But what I'm saying is, like, she's coming off of this huge year. There's no way she's not going to capitalize on a rabid fan base.
No, I'm not saying she's wrong to do it. I'm just saying, mercy kill me. Who's mercy me? Who's mercy me?
I saw a tweet. Mercy me, that's a Christian band.
And I hold out.
No, you're singing Creed. So what I think, I saw a tweet.
What did you see?
I didn't know if I wanted to discuss this.
Oh, gowns, beautiful gowns?
No, it's about Redacted.
Yeah, gowns, beautiful gowns.
I saw a tweet that was like, when your daughter hears you say you don't want to see... You don't want to see Taylor Swift during your football games. What you're saying is women suck. Be small. Hide yourself. And I'm just like, okay. Okay. Aren't some of us just allowed to be burnt out?
No, we're not.
Aren't some of us just so tired of the media writing every little thing they can about her and it like... And it's seeping into every aspect of our life, so that I think dads are allowed to be like, listen, I had to spend $4,000 to get nosebleed seats to take my daughter to her show. I don't want to see her for 2 minutes during my football match. But by no means do I think that's telling women to be small.
You know what?
I'm like, maybe that child should ask her dad, why do you hate her? That he can explain the parasocial relationship that...
Well, Judy, or what do people name their daughters these days? Well, Judy,
Chloe, they're all Chloes.
Well, Chloe,
Hannah, Chloe, Abigail.
Well,
maybe that daughter shouldn't just assume. Maybe she should have a conversation with her dad.
About what?
And that's what you
about make. What are you on about? You want your child to talk to their dad about what? Why does he hate about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, so that he can just clarify. I don't really hate her. I'm just tired of her being thrown down my throat every 2 seconds.
I wish nothing but the best for everyone involved.
Okay, let's see if any of those segue into any of my six bullet points on my list of topics.
Go.
Do you want to pick a number?
Seven.
No, I only have six. I lied.
Two.
Oh, two. Hey.
Hey.
You know the song? You know the song "Drops of Jupiter" by Train?
Yes.
I was pulling that song up on Spotify this week to listen to it. And can you believe they have the title of that song listed as "Drops of Jupiter" parentheses "Tell Me"?
Tell me.
Is that the name of that song?
It might have originally been called "Tell Me."
I don't ever remember the "Tell Me" there.
You're saying we did we jump timelines and this is
a Mandela effect shit. Bring it on to my Tuesday.
If you had
drops of Jupiter, tell me.
If you had to ask me what the title of that song was, I would not include "Tell Me."
Thank you.
You're welcome. I validate your lived experience.
I'm moving right along.
Okay, three.
Oh wow! Wait, speaking of three, did you hear who accidentally said they had a 3-inch dick?
Yes, I did. No, he was. I think you know what. Okay. Well, first of all, explain what happened.
So there he was, king of all kings, short king of all short kings, David Archuleta. There he is, duetting on TikTok. Is that what it's called on TikTok? A duet, a stitch. What's it called?
He was doing it. Yeah.
Well, so some woman was all, if you're this big, and she rolled out a little. One of those soft rulers, seamstress tape. What's it called?
Okay.
She rolled it out, held it 3 inches to the camera and said, if you're this big, you better lower your tone with me. And then he stitched in a video of him singing his song on mute as if he had lowered his tone. But he said that he thought she was talking 3 inches height when everyone in his comments was like, honey, she's talking about your dick.
See, as a short king, I would have also, I saw the original post from him and I thought it was funny because I thought that's what he meant. I understood what he meant.
Well, my mind is in the gutter, always thinking about the hog.
Oh. Or the piglet.
Yeah, or the piglet, honey.
But then as soon as I saw him backtracking or whatever and being like, I didn't know, I was like, well, also it's a self-deprecating angle that you could take with a joke anyway. Like, and I don't think anyone would be like, oh, he really does have a 3-inch piglet. I, even if he was participating in the trend, I thought, oh, it takes nerve and confidence to be like, you know what, I'm funny. I'm going to insert Lean myself in? Into this. Yeah.
Should I ask him at the Queerties?
Yes. So about that hog.
Should I bring my 3-inch seamstress's measuring tape and wave it at him?
Sure.
Hey, short king.
Did he, like, I saw that he was like, I didn't know. This is the last thing I'm going to say on this or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it was a very cute reply to himself.
Yeah, well.
Stitch. A comment stitch, if you will, I believe they call it.
Okay. So did we get clarity? Did he say the actual size? Length?
No. But speaking, do you think it was all perhaps maybe just a marketing ploy for him to push his new album?
Or to push votes for the Queerties?
Oh, whoa. Hey, speaking of crazy marketing ideas.
Okay. All right.
Did you see Charlie XCX's list?
I did. So Charlie XCX posted, what, on Instagram or Twitter or something? And then I think made like a TikTok with a whole bunch of other, you know, people there was a list sent from the marketing
I'll
department.
Read them.
Yeah, give us a sample of what was on the list.
I tweeted this is like me.
We'll hold on with your little joke. they were saying that this was these were ideas that the marketing department sent to her for promoting her new album or single or something.
I must be new music is coming. Maybe what she did was actually screenshot this, and bullet point number 8 was to pretend that this was given to her. Because honestly, not a bad idea. All right, her potential album single promotion ideas. Charlie gets her nipples pierced at Claire's.
Now, come on. I do that every stream. We do that. We go to Claire's. I do that. Okay, go on. And we do BOGO lobotomies. Go on.
Charlie crashes a drag brunch and lip syncs to her own song in LA or New York. Alternate. Charlie crashes a wedding and sings her own song. Charlie crashes a sweet 16 and sings her own song. Charlie crashes a bat mitzvah and sings.
Remember when Charlie crashed a homecoming and sang her own song?
Yeah, wasn't that when Bella Thorne dumped a bunch of powdered sugar in your hair?
Yes, it was cinnamon. Yes. Yes. We all remember correctly. Yes.
Oh, got it. Next bullet point. Charlie leaks a sex tape.
Ooh.
VD playing lowly in the background. VD must be, that must be the new single, right?
Vernacular dysfunction.
Bullet point two, night vision gradient camera style, a la Midnight in Paris, Paris Hilton sex tape, film noir.
Okay.
That was it. That was all she gave us. She cut off the next bullet point, which was tweet this list and pretend.
And your joke was...
very me, brainstorming ideas for all guests.
There you go. Did you ever do
Tell
that?
Me no.
Were you ever part of that?
Excuse me?
What idea did you ever come up with for our guest? The poopy diaper challenge?
Yeah. And look where that got you.
The legacy lives on. It continues to be viral. Everyone can't stop doing that challenge. The Gen Zers have just discovered it, actually.
Well, maybe I'll go through and make a, what do you call, a tier ranking.
You should,
tier ranking you should all tier of rank. My ideas that turned into August videos.
You should tier rank. Yeah, you should tier rank something. The kids would love it.
Oh, Paul love it.
I just tier ranked apples.
Speaking of the things kids love.
I just tier ranked apples.
Have you? I believe you told me about this.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind. Okay, go. Okay.
And I thought.
Corey.
And I thought.
What'd you think? Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey.
What?
Oh, hold on. What's my segue? Hey.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, did you see Grindr added bathwater as a kink?
Didn't catch that. How did you find out?
I saw someone sent a screenshot. My friend sent a screenshot because somebody had wanted to hit this guy that was hitting him up on Grindr had it as his kink listed. And my friend sent it to me.
A friend of a friend. Sure.
Baby, if it was me, I would have said it loud and proud. I wouldn't have cropped out this person's face when I sent it.
Is it real or is it just kind of like a Photoshop?
There's no way the person who sent it to me made it up. He has no idea what social media is or how to use it. This was straight from his San Francisco Grindr message pool, I'm certain.
Well, what are the other kinks that you can have?
Oh my God, there's thousands.
Oh, okay. Well, then, sure.
Fisting, add, piss,
add bath water to the list.
Bath water, spit, pits, toes.
If it's helping people connect in meaningful ways, then great. Well,
do you think it's Saltburn's impact?
Obviously, you stupid bitch.
Okay, well, speaking of stupid bitches.
Ooh, yeah, go on.
What do you think is an appropriate gift to give someone if you've outed them?
Chlamydia. or what do you, what was, give me more context.
There was a tweet that went viral. It said, my friend's mom is making me an embroidered Diet Coke towel to make up for outing me when I was 16.
I saw this. I thought, that's nice. You know what? It's never too late to apologize is what that said to me.
She said, is this better? And then she sent him a screenshot of the mock-up. And he said, looks great. Classy. I'm excited. She said, no problem. Sorry about outing you. I didn't do it maliciously.
Yeah, well, you live and you learn. And
from Mrs. Duncan.
Was she tufting?
I don't know, honestly. Your mom, we would have to get Queen Jackie on the line.
So it's not like a tie and knot type of situation?
What?
You know those blankets that are like tie and
knot? Don't drag my mom. That's one of the only blankets she can make.
That would be dragging my mom. That would be dragging my mom.
Your mom can make quilts and shit too.
Yeah, but she's tying and knotting.
Those tie knot blankets are very nice. I have two.
Yeah, they're soft.
Well, they're made with fleece.
Well, yes.
So there was on my skin.
There was a moment over Christmas this year where I feel like I got like six different branded sponsored ads on TikTok of influencers being like, you know what's the perfect gift? Going to Joann Fabrics and getting some fleece to tie up and knot and give as a gift as a blanket.
It really is a perfect gift.
Stop it. Enough.
Okay, we're down to my last bullet point. I hope you could stretch it out for 2 minutes.
Why? I have plenty to talk about. You haven't let me have a single sentence in.
I just am curious why a certain individual who was released from prison last week didn't get the same reception that Gypsy Rose got.
Who emerged?
There was a pigeon that was in jail for 8 months.
Hold on. For committing what crime?
There was a pigeon detained on suspicion of spying on behalf of China, and it was in jail in India for 8 months. And it finally got released.
Okay.
And I'm just saying,
cleared of charges, like, or what? What's the deal?
Where is this pigeon's reception? Why does this pigeon not have a TikTok? Why is this pigeon not going on Dancing with the Stars?
These are all valid questions.
Why isn't this pigeon on The Masked Singer?
Well, Gypsy's not on yet either.
Can she sing? This bird
let her marinate.
Cool.
Let her marinate.
This bird
best
can
new
coo.
Artist win.
This bird can coo, honey.
So okay, where did the
so
pigeon
you don't care?
Go?
You don't give a fuck about
I
this
do care.
Pigeon.
Clearly, I care. I care. I'm asking you follow up questions. I care.
No one doesn't just ask where this pigeon is gone. Well, I wouldn't be telling people my whereabouts now after all
That's
this
valid.
Fame. After all this fame,
notoriety.
It all started last May when this pigeon was captured in Mumbai.
Miss Pigeon? Miss Pigeon? Oh.
There was a message written on the pigeon's wings that appeared to be Chinese. Led
that
to
seems
the suspicion.
Racist. That seems racist. I don't.
Well, they
is
said,
there a direct translation, or did it just look like, just kind of like markings that they didn't know what it was?
No. Actually, it did very much look like some sort of international script.
Okay.
I couldn't read it. But it turns out this was just a racing pigeon, and it had probably escaped the tough life of being an animal trapped, and then it got put in jail. Sounds like a Pixar movie. So what do you have to talk about?
That was it. That was actually all. I was going to bring that up as well.
Oh, great.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you want to talk about Drag Race?
No. Well, what's there to say? Are we all caught up?
Yes.
Are you all caught up?
Hell yes, brother.
I could not be convinced that that a mandatory meeting should have gone home. She was not in.
You think she should have or shouldn't?
Shouldn't have.
Oh.
I thought choosing the winning group and giving safety to some of those contestants was the only way what could have happened, because otherwise it was some of those contestants in that winning group. I thought it was their time to go in the context of the entire what we've seen so far, but also like I don't know if they really gave me what they claimed to have given me, and I don't think the bottom was necessarily as bottom for me. If anything, I would say that everyone was kind of good in this episode. Everyone was kind of good in this episode.
Okay.
No.
I'm devastation realness.
Poor Nymphia's group. Poor Nymphia's group being forced to wear yellow. I could see it.
I thought they were the best.
I thought they were good.
I don't know. I had high hopes for Amanda, and I thought her runway was the worst. And I agreed with all getting her bad wig stuck in her face did not deliver the ooh la la sensation.
Well, you just don't get it then. The girls that get it, and the girls that don't. And it's like, you know what? I would rather see somebody come out on the runway with something like that than some of these other looks that are kind of just like, wow, gowns,
name
beautiful
em.
Gowns.
Name them.
I'm not going name to name them. I'm not going to name them. I'm not going name to name them.
Hey, I had my first moment of enjoying one of the queens.
Life, just period. That was it.
Life. One of the queens.
Which queen?
The queen that told the other queen to stop complaining about second place.
I thought, yeah. Well, I mean, a broken clock is right twice a day.
Do you think it's unhinged of her to insist that they call her Plain instead of Jane?
I think it's funny. I do think she's funny. There's humor to her. It would be annoying to be one of the other girls and having to endure the experience, but as a viewer, there is entertainment involved. But like, I can understand why probably everyone in the cast is very much rubbed the wrong way by her. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought, I'm like, honey, if somebody who is being that annoying that consistently insisted that I call them plain instead of Jane, I would be going out of my way to only refer to them.
Hey, Janet.
I would literally call her anything but plain. Truly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I also won't, I can't be convinced that that Amanda lost the lip sync either.
I will give that. I was not sold that that was a cut and dry case. It was part, to me, it was like we know what one of these queens has looks wise for the rest of this show, and we know what the other queen has looks wise for the rest of this show, and we gotta do what needs to be done.
I would much rather see the interesting creative looks than... Honestly, I'm going to be real with you right
now. You love that bird's nest.
I don't remember who Amanda lip-sync against.
Q, who you supposedly love.
Oh, I do love Q. And I would like to see more Q looks. But Q did not win that lip-sync for me. Sorry.
No, I would say that
Q is like a favorite for me to be in the finals or at least close to it. But she did not win that lip-sync for me.
Not if you're going to cry about second place. I'm sorry.
And she was deserved to be in the bottom that week, while Amanda was not deserved to be in the bottom that week. Based on the main challenge. And honestly, they both had if you want to call it a bad look, they both had a bad look then. Because
you didn't like her Joan of Arc Q moment? Whose performances?
Q's girl group look.
That was ugly. Who's
not ugly? It just wasn't, it just didn't.
She said she made it that morning.
Well, a lot of queens apparently were making all their girl group looks in the hotel room. Dawn made hers completely from scratch in the hotel room.
Great. Whose performance in the song did you think was worse than Amanda?
You know, I don't know. I'm going to have to rewatch it. I'm just saying that Amanda's wasn't bad.
So you hate Geneva Carr.
No, I don't. But this pains me to say, and I'm not trying to be a hater in any way. I am celebratory of all of these artists creating their art, sharing it with the world, being vulnerable. Do I think Megami's wasn't in the bottom? I think Megami's was in the bottom for me.
It was the weakest of that group for sure. I get caught up on wondering if it's like, but she's just so soft-spoken that it doesn't translate a lot.
Regardless, it's not translating to me. choosing the ASMR song to be the winners and be safe is the reason Amanda went home, because otherwise it just wouldn't have panned out how this panned out. Amanda was still in the bottom and had to lip sync against anybody else, if Amanda lip sync against anybody else, she would have stayed.
Anybody else that was like arguably bottom. Yeah, I agree. Yes.
Yeah. Individually as a bottom. And so with that, it's a bummer because like I would always prefer an unpolished creative queen
with a personality.
I'm not even getting to a personality. If people want to act like her makeup's a little like, you know, developing or whatever, and I am not here for people being like, this is RuPaul's Drag Race, this is not a place to grow, bitch.
They're all don't growing. Even
look at the all winners winner, and then go back to what she was doing on her original season. Tell me that's not growth. Go look at Shangela's arc. Tell me that's not growth of what you saw in All Stars compared to her first couple entrances. Like, I think if anything, it's a very compelling storyline to look at somebody's growth over time. And especially over their entire, their season of, like, that says something that they are listening to critiques. That says something that they are learning from their queens in the workroom. That means something that they are, seeing the caliber of drag and adjusting accordingly. Like, I think growth means something good.
I agree with that.
So, like, yeah, I thought that was a little bit, like, gross. Bye. Anyway, so I'm sad to see a mandatory meeting go. It's a travesty.
So I guess with two of my faves going home back to back, it just leaves me rooting for an infield win.
Yeah, it's an infield wins to win.
Duh.
Yeah.
All right, designers.
All right.
You had a lot to say, considering you didn't have a lot to say.
I did have a lot to say, and I didn't even get to bring up a single thing.
Oh, well, sometimes you drive the bus, and sometimes you ride along. Tell me.
Corey, where can people find you?
They can find me changing my grinder kinks to bathwater while listening to Drops of Jupiter and also watching David Archuleta TikToks. I'm thinking about the Chinese spy pigeon.
Okay. Hey, is that list typed up?
Yes.
Of those bullet points, text me.
Yes.
I took no notes today.
Yes.
All I have written down is Fantasia.
Yes.
As if I'm going to say in the intro, today we talk about Fantasia. Well, maybe I will. Who knows?
Yes.
You can find me making the intro, which is kind of, you already heard it at the beginning. How was it? I'm about to do it. I'm about to record it right now.
Blast from the past.
Yeah, those were the days. Okay, Corey. Later.